Hi, my name's Ian Robson. I'm a senior lecturer at Northumbria University in the north of England. And here's a few tips for you if you're a part-time student, particularly if you're in your first year of study. Being a part-time student is pretty hard work. And like many others, you'll be having to juggle all sorts of different responsibilities. And learning to make study work for you does take time. For most people, becoming a student is a transition that you need to make and you need to maybe ask for a bit of help about. It's good to learn from others who've been through the process and just to see if there's anything that you can do to make your life a bit easier. I'm fairly certain that there is. Here's a few things. The first one, the top of my list anyway, is about being organised. Now, if you're not organised, there are a few warning signals that you might be familiar with, sort of last-minute assignment writing, panicking about assessment, those sorts of things. You can avoid lots of this by trying to block out regular times that work for you when you can read, take notes, check your module site if you work on an electronic learning platform like Blackboard. So making the most of your time, planning time out, is not just going to happen. Taking careful notes is another big one. You might, in your enthusiasm, get a whole pile of books out from the library, and almost the very fact that you've got those books out from the library will excite you and make you think that you're studying. Well, we pretty quickly come to understand that you need to read those books and make some notes. Now, reading every page of every book that you might get out from the library probably isn't a great idea. You want to make sure that you read maybe one or two books that are key texts, and then you want to go and look at some of the other books and perhaps explore chapter headings or particular sections to look at material that you think will be particularly useful for the module that you're studying. If you do that, then you can read a wide variety of material, and that'll show in the notes you make and in the sort of assignment that you'll plan, if you're writing an essay, for example. Being organised also involves really practical things like thinking about using the university book service for distance learners. If it's going to take you a couple of hours to come out from home or your workplace to come to the library and get some books, then what could you spend that time better doing? Think about using services that are going to make your life easier. There's a whole load of resources that are available for you electronically, and that brings me to the second point, which is really about using IT. You might be familiar with using computers and the internet. It might be something that's new to you. Either way, there's probably new things for you to learn. At Northumbria University, we use Blackboard, which is our e-learning platform, and it's really useful. So your modules that you're studying are up there. And it sounds silly, but do familiarise yourself with them. Find your way around, use the resources on them. For the university website, get to learn how to use the library catalogue and various search engines that are there. It's really worth your while early on trying to understand exactly how these work. And my advice is just mess around with them, just have a go, make mistakes, learn in that way. But use IT. The better you get at using search terms and being specific, the better use of your time you make, which is great. Thirdly, ask for help. I think it's really important to ask for help. So do ask your module tutor, library staff, things like that. Through the university website, you've got the Ask for Help service and the Skills Plus service. I'll point you towards those. Asking for help will help with things like learning to write academically, because it doesn't happen overnight, but that might be the subject of another audiobook a little bit later on. Lastly, make sure you communicate with your partner, your family, your employer about your needs, about what's going on, and negotiate. Okay, do this early on so that everyone knows pressures that you're under, deadlines that you've got, things like that. There are a few things to start you off thinking about surviving as a part-time student. Hopefully that's useful. Add some of your own. Okay, thanks a lot.